I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show from the Christmas Loft. We have Greg joining me. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Gino. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming on by. This is a busy week for the Christmas Loft and your new store, Tricks and Treats, isn't it?
It is. We got a lot of Halloween stuff going on. I was thinking this weather is actually perfect Halloween weather.
It really is. It is. We don't like to see the rain all the time, but
it gives it a nice creepy feel.
Exactly. puts you in the mood for it. Before we get to the big trick or treat event that is coming up on the 31st, of course, for Halloween, we've yet to have you in to talk about Tricks and Treats.
We haven't talked about it yet.
A new adventure for the folks at the Christmas Loft right next door. You were able to get that location now. It's opened up, and you've decided to do another little adventure when it comes to Tricks and Treats.
Yeah, the whole idea was to kind of expand what the Christmas Loft is, but mm-hmm. go beyond Christmas. So when that building became available, perfect location.
Yeah, right near, of course.
And so Tricks and Treats has Halloween in it. It has toys, novelties, gifts. We have an ice cream shop. And mm-hmm. in the wintertime, we're doing hot chocolates and brownies and cookies. So and then we did a lot of expanding on the outside. So we have this beautiful new patio.
Yes.
And opened up the view of the moats. So now you come in the Christmas Loft and you maybe stayed for an hour before. And now you can stay for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Eat some ice cream, walk through our spooky Halloween room. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really nice, and it's really expanded our customer base and given our customers that do love coming to the Christmas Loft something else to do while they're there.
Yeah, and it's got to be one of those things too. And I know I've had this thought walking through the Christmas Loft, and I'm sure many people have stopped on by, and for those who haven't, will for sure. It is a Christmas experience. That's what it's all about. And then you think, man, I wonder if there was a store like this that could be about another season. And then you created another one, which is pretty great for the most part.
And the building's smaller, so it's not quite as...
of course.
It doesn't have a huge village inside, but I think we did a pretty good job creating a nice haunted Halloween room. So you go in, we have a lot of animatronics in the Christmas Loft, so we brought some animatronics to Tricks and Treats. So, there's bus talking to you, and then there's all of the... spooky animatronics throughout the store. We have a 12-foot giraffe in there. We have a life-size Batman.
Lots of things, yeah.
We have Han Solo frozen in carbonite. So a lot of things that aren't really about just buying and kind of just having a fun time and taking selfies and having mm-hmm. a good time with your family. So I think both stores kind of complement each other with that.
I think they do as well. It's a great fit. In fact, I was in Tricks and Treats the other day. Curiosity, had to go in and check it all out. And it was actually interesting. You're looking at one thing, and when it comes to the Halloween decorations for sure, and that's what we're talking about now, a lot of them are interactive and they move and all of that. I'm looking at one of them, and then all of a sudden I was feeling something tap my leg. And it was a tricycle, one of that little tricycle going back and forth.
Well, that's the ghost tricycle, and that's actually
tricycle.
Not an animatronic.
Oh.
That's a real ghost. That's a real ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a little boy that lives in the store, a little boy ghost, and he just rides around on his tricycle.
Well, that was spooky enough.
That's a really good one.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That tricycle.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's a great store.
It has that, creaking sound.
Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with the whole thing. So definitely go and check that out. That is right next door to the Christmas Loft, right off of Route 6.
And we have tons of costumes and accessories.
Yes, so I was going to mention that.
Yeah,
because it's kind of your, this is the week. This is your last minute shopping. And now we have a store like Tricks and Treats that we can stop by and do that last minute Halloween shopping or all season, really.
Yeah, so we have full costumes for adults and kids. And we also, a lot of people now like to get, maybe they need a wig or a hat or some makeup. So we have all of that, a lot of different stuff to choose from. So if your costume isn't complete or you have no idea what you're going to be, just stop in the store and we'll help you out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You guys are becoming now the Halloween experts in addition to Christmas. And let's talk about that now. So Halloween is coming up. It's on the 31st, this coming Thursday. And you guys have now been able to expand Trick or Treat Mania, and even a little bit bigger now that you have the second location.
Yeah, this is the fourth annual Trick or Treat Mania. So
crazy.
What we do is we've always converted the Christmas Loft. We take the whole Christmas village and turn it into a Halloween village. And then we put trick-or-treat stations around the store.
Mm-hmm.
There's always 10 throughout the store. And Santa and Mrs. Claus handing out full-size chocolate bars.
Of course,
yeah. So they're there.
They come out of retirement for a little while.
So now you do that, but it's not over. Then you're going to walk across the... parking lot and into Tricks and Treats, and we're going to have the ice cream shop decorated for Halloween, and then you go into the Halloween shop, which we don't have to decorate. That part will
That's
be easy.
Set.
We'll have another four stations in there. We'll have our magician, BJ Hickman, who comes from Southern New Hampshire, a great
mm-hmm.
magician.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be performing from 4:30 to 6:30, and then we'll probably have a few more surprises in there, and drawings for kids and adults.
And then there's actually a little bit of a discount that you're offering throughout the day for shopping.
Yeah, so You don't have to shop. This is a totally free event because it's really about just getting, you know, giving back to the community and allowing kids to come in and have a good time. But it is 10% off for parents or anyone in a costume. So if you don't have a kid and you want to get that Santa that you love at a discount, just put on a costume. You can buy the costume at Tricks and Treats.
You can buy the costume.
And go over to the Christmas Loft.
And then there you go. It's all in one store. It's really a great experience. And this is a nice, too, and we've been seeing this throughout the week. It's a nice addition to, of course, the trick-or-treating out in the neighborhood, but it's a nice addition. Maybe if the weather doesn't cooperate, it's always a nice indoor alternative. And those for the little ones, too. If they don't want to go out all night into the neighborhood, into the streets, they can enjoy it right there at the store and be done.
I think you can do both. You can fill up your whole pumpkin, your bag with just, you know, 14 stations is a lot. We're pretty generous of the candy.
Yeah.
Or I think a lot of people, too, you know, just along your night, you can stop in for a half hour, 40 minutes and get a lot of candy and still do something else. It's always been really important to me. It's great the events that happen on the weekends and stuff, but it's always been really important to me that trick-or-treating happens on Halloween night. So we'll always will be Halloween night.
Fair enough. That's a great point there. That is Trick or Treat Mania, 4th annual Trick or Treat Mania. It's pretty cool. Make sure you check it out. That's going to be this Thursday from 4 until 7:30, both at the Christmas Loft and Tricks and Treats right next door. And make sure you check out the new store, Tricks and Treats, for all things Halloween with a 10% discount for those wearing costumes on that day. And again, special drawings, door prizes, and lots of Halloween fun, lots of holiday fun over at both stores. Greg, thanks so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.